Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys, greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hopefully you guys are having a great day so far. What does that mean? Yeo. Vulture, you just texted me, yeo. Are you saying yayo? I haven't done any yayo in quite some time. Okay. All right. Am I Charlie Lima? Clear and loud? Just need to know. Had some problems with it on the... All right, good. I'm good. All right, guys. Couple of ways you guys can get a hold of me, 407-270-3044. I would love to talk to you guys. That's one of the things that I miss a lot. What is it, guys? Why don't you want to talk to me? Why don't you want to engage with me? Seriously, I would love to. See, I adjusted my camera, and I need to bring it up just a little bit. Because where I had the camera before, it made me look like I had bad posture. Anyways, guys, give me a call. Talk to me. 407-270-3044. You can also email me, Tuttle. It's Tuttle with two D's, T-U-D-D-L-E at gmail.com. Or you can leave me a comment in the chats. It's just a chat, you dumbass. So, tomorrow, I got a follow-up doctor's appointment. You know, since I got this new job and everything, I got insurance now. So, I'm able to go to the doctor, I'm able to get tests, I'm able to do this and that. You know, it's funny, whenever I was partying and drinking and doing drugs and just not giving a fuck, Just doing whatever I wanted to do. I didn't have all these aches and pains and all that stuff. And now, since I've been taking care of myself and I'm working out and I'm being active and stuff, I'm picking up all types of stuff. I got this hernia, left side of my groin. It's not that bad. I will say, and I'm not trying to get graphic, but from all the times that I'm pushing it back in when the hernia pops out, I don't have any pubic hair there. I know that's pretty embarrassing to admit and everything, but come on, man. With all the stuff I've done, is it really, really that embarrassing? I do have a bald patch on my pubic mound from pushing it back in when it does pop out. It's not bad. I don't want you to think like I got a big just, well, I kind of have a bulge. I don't know. I think for a white dude, I'm above average. But I do have a bulge in that little area. Not big, just a little bit. I push it in. I've been kind of wearing down the, got a phone call coming in. See who this is. Hey, what's going on, Tuttle Daily Podcast?
Hey, Tuttle.
What's up, B-Flood?
I have a hole before when I was, I think I was 7 or 8.
Where was your hernia at?
On my side.
Left side, right side? Do you know? Do you remember?
Oh, hold up. I still got the scar.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can I?
Oh, got it. On my right hand side, and I have a fracture I remodel on my neck side.
Yeah. Wait. Whoa. Hold on. Wait a minute. Say that one more time. You had something removed from your nutsack?
No, I have a butter on my nutsack.
Oh, you
when
do.
When they did the Hoya.
Uh-huh.
Hey, everybody have a Hoya before. Mm-hmm. Mine was 7 years old.
Hey, do you remember it? Do you remember getting the surgery done? Because I have a consultation to get it done. So back when you had it, when it was, you know, I'm sure hernia operations have gotten better since you had it done, correct?
Oh, yeah. I remember somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty painful. You have to lay up.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
You can't do stuff for like a week or two, right? Because if you're doing a lot of exercising and stuff, you could injure it or pop it back out again, right?
Yeah, I guess. But back in that time, I was a hellraiser. You can't set me down.
Yeah. B-Fod, so I've heard all these stories back in the day, and you've told me them. Well, what do you mean by Hellraiser? Like, what was some of this stuff? Like, would you party back in the days with the ladies or the boys? You'd hang out with your friends and
no,
stuff?
When I was 7,
mm-hmm.
5, all that my Hellraiser right there. I was, I lit my mom and my dad's bedroom on fire.
Whoa, how'd you do that?
Play with matches.
Oh, and you didn't.
And my uncle would say, "Hey, Brian, want some ice cream?" Yeah. Too bad we have none. He keep teasing me. I said, "Go in his pickup truck, take a nice healthy shit, and wonder what the window, a little bit, fly coming, everything."
Wait, so you took a dump in your uncle's truck because he was teasing you over ice cream and stuff?
Yeah, he said, "Want some?" Yeah.
And you gave him some.
Don't have none.
And you gave him some soft serve of your own, didn't you? You gave him a little soft serve of your own, didn't you, B-Fod?
Yeah, with the other chocolate chip on top. How good nephew I am.
Hey, Brian, so what's going on in your world, man? How you been?
Oh, good. I got 26 tuna. Audrey, I have to spread the tuna with my cousin and my uncle.
Wait, so you went tuna fishing?
Yeah, on this is Tuesday, Sunday, we can, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We went Friday, Saturday, we cut the head and get it, and Sunday we.
So, is your family like commercial fishermen, or like, are you just going out for fun? Because those tuna, if they're big enough and the meat's right, you can get a lot of money for those tunas.
Oh yeah, we could get the tuna for ourselves.
Oh, you keep it for yourself and everything.
Yeah.
How do you like it to cook your tuna? Do you just like to sear the outside? Do you like it like a little pink on the middle? Or like, how do you cook your tuna when you eat it?
Well, I only do the can.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I can my tuna. And for my, the belly
mm-hmm.
bubble underneath, said, get the breadcrumb on it and get the hot grease going, and you can get yourself
like the tuna cakes, right? Do you make like the tuna cakes?
Fish and chip.
Oh, fish and chips. Oh, yeah. So Brian, can I ask you a little bit what's going on in the news and get your opinion on it and stuff? Can I ask you a couple of questions about things in the news to get your opinion, or is that okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. So what do you think about Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago house down in Florida getting raided? Like, what is your thoughts and opinions on that?
Well, about time everybody know he have the classified stuff
mm-hmm.
and stuff in the skip room. About time. And that guy is so dumb. when he was in office, he'd make a law and say, anyone have that stuff at the house and you're not with the government no more, that tree, and that guy go to prison.
So treason is a big thing, right? Like, I mean, if you have treason against the United States, like you can't do that type of stuff.
Yeah, like, did you watch that movie, Breach?
Yeah, I did.
FBI agent.
Mm-hmm.
He did more damage than Walker. Walker was a Navy officer.
Mm-hmm.
Another guy who shared secret to Russia.
Do you know?
How about the good old day we can shoot these people?
Oh, B-Fun, I'm glad you brought that up. Do you remember there were some Americans that were Russian spies? Do you know that we executed them? It was a husband and wife that the government executed because they found them guilty of treason against the United States. They executed them.
That what I was talking about, and that's a good old days.
Yeah.
Show them we don't play around no more.
B-Fuck, what's your thoughts on monkeypox? Are you afraid of monkeypox at all?
Just make sure you wash your hand every day.
Yeah.
That is it. And like COVID-19, and get your vaccine and don't be afraid.
Did you get the vaccine for COVID?
Oh yeah, I get my vaccine the first time when it come out.
Yeah. Did you see President Biden's wife, Jill Biden, has COVID now? Did you see that?
Yeah, I think they would never get the COVID-19.
Oh, no.
I think you see the needle. It's all fun a game.
Oh, like it's a retractable needle. Like you see the needle and it never goes in their arm. It goes into the syringe. Like they never got it.
Yeah. And, I'm not getting COVID-19.
Yeah.
I never get one yet. I got my vaccine.
Yeah. What about you're out on the West Coast right now. You know, they're talking about all the drought and stuff that is going on the West Coast. You guys haven't had a drought up in the Spokane, Seattle area, right?
No, they talk about the one in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Got the salt water.
Mm-hmm.
That going away. And California and Colorado, C-O-L-D.
Yeah, Colorado.
Yeah, they get the water from California, as Utah, and New Mexico. The state right there is more drought.
Yeah, coming. But is the weather, Seattle, Washington area, you guys get a lot of moisture. You guys get a lot of rain and stuff, right?
Yeah, not in summertime.
No.
Off on, we have to watch out for fire danger, and that is it. And we get a rain.
Yeah.
Soon.
What is the big news in Washington area? Like, what is everybody talking about in your region right now?
Nothing, I don't think so.
No.
What I'm talking about, Portland?
Yeah,
Ted Graham guy? I hope Portland will vote these people out. Portland is going to turn into Detroit, and not safe. You got 80 shots happen in one night, and they still defending the police. Really? That why Portland is down in shit now.
Yeah.
give them the money and the police can do something about it.
Yeah. Well, hey, B-Fud, man. It's It was good catching up with you. Bifud, you sound good, man. Like, you seem like you're in a very happy, good place right now, Bifud.
Oh, yeah. I'm freshing. Every hour I get my tuna, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Same on my salmon.
Bifud, if people want to follow you on social media, how can they follow you?
Bifud Treadle.
Mm-hmm. On Twitter, it's at Bifud if you want to follow him on Twitter. Well, Bifud, it was good catching up with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, man. Hey, have a good night, Brian.
You too.
All right, man. Bye. Now, I know some of you guys don't like Bifud, but you know what? I like talking to him. I do. I love talking to Bifud. So back to what I was saying. So now I got my insurance and stuff. I got the hernia. I got the bald patch on my pubic mound because I'm pushing in the hernia every so often. I got to get that taken care of. I got to figure out what's good. Oh, I got blood work last week. See, that's also the other thing. Guys, I have not had insurance in so long. I've not gotten any of this blood work. I haven't gotten any of this stuff. And with my anxiety and everything, all the craziness that I have, you know, like, well, it's about time a Rose Arena is producing. That guy hasn't done shit. So good for a Rose Arena. And the Yankees, man. I saw a stat. I don't think the Yankees have scored in like 19 innings or 20 innings or something like that. But so I'm afraid, like I'm nervous, like I'm freaking out because I've had all these tests done. I've gotten the blood work done. And now tomorrow I'm going to get the results. So, like, seriously, you know, all the worst things are running through my head. Oh, Tuttle's got AIDS. I don't know how. I mean, I haven't done drugs with needles ever in my life. Been a while since I've had sex. So it's kind of hard to get AIDS unless I got it from a toilet seat or something. And then, like, so now I've been seeing a therapist and everything, too, guys. You know, and I get a free pair of glasses every year. I got my eye appointment. It's just, like, nonstop. I'm not complaining. I'm glad that I have the vision, health insurance, dental, and everything now. Do you feel normal not losing weight unexpected? Well, I have lost a lot of weight. You know, since I got the blood work done, this is the first time in a long time that I weighed in this morning. I know that you weigh the least that you're going to weigh in a 24-hour period when you weigh in the morning because you haven't drank anything. You haven't eaten anything, so of course you're going to be at your lightest. I weighed in at 167 today. But I'm pinning on muscle. I got the muscle. I got muscle coming on. I'm not trying to, like, self-gloss myself and say I'm all ripped and everything. No, I got a lot of work to still do. I don't know. No, I haven't dropped 20 pounds in 5 weeks. I mean, I've been hovering around 173, 174. Also, I don't know what's going on. I can't get consistent bowel movements. It's either really, really stiff, hard movements. Or it's just explosive. Like, seriously, it's like when America used to just lay down napalm in Vietnam? No, I'm not blocked up, Bubba. See, that's the thing about it. Last couple of days, it's just been like I coat every inch of the inside of the porcelain on the toilet. And then sometimes every once in a while I get the old poop cork. If you don't know what the poop cork is, everything's hard at the beginning. I don't think I have diverticulitis. I'm not in any pain. I'm not. But I get the hard poop cork at the beginning. And then once you get that, once you get past that poop cork and then it's just liquid behind it, look out, man. Seriously, you gotta be careful. Thought I almost blew out my ring one time. So I'm always careful. You never know if it's a hard one or just a poop cork or whatever it may be. Yeah, you know what? I mean, Bubba lost everything. You know what? You're right. Bubba lost everything says you're just healthy as fuck for the first time and it feels weird. I think you're right because for so long I was poisoning my body with, I just didn't care. I was drinking at 5 a.m. in the morning, taking pills. Just everything, ate whatever I wanted to. I didn't exercise. And my body just became used to pickling itself. Like, seriously. And now the healthiness is just like, it's just like my body can't take it. I put my body in shock through all the healthiness. I'm on this kick now, and I know you guys are going to call me a hippie tree hugger and stuff. This is not me in a pyramid scheme or anything like that. Please do yourself a favor. And I think the reason why I've had the, it's like my body detoxifying itself with the poops. Broccoli sprouts. Just Google, do yourself a favor. I'm not being crazy, not being some hippie tree hugger. Google broccoli sprouts and the benefits of it. Every Sunday, I've been making this vegetable soup, just vegetables. It's kind of like a cleanse. Monday, when I wiped, it was green. It was like St. Patrick's Day. No, but you just can't have just broccoli. Broccoli sprouts are in a whole different world. Just think of broccoli sprouts. You know how they talk about stem cells and the young cells of fetuses and all that stuff? It's basically what broccoli sprouts are. I mean, it's been proven to fight off cancer. It's been proven to cure cancer, but it's got to be the broccoli sprouts. And then if you don't want to do broccoli sprouts, kale sprouts. Please just research it. It might not work for everybody, but I got to tell you, and I actually love the taste of it. I'll eat a cup of broccoli and kale sprouts with a little bit of pesto, and it is goddamn delicious. I love it. Absolutely love it. And I think that's what's been helping me lose the weight and stuff. I really haven't been sick since I've been taking care of myself and eating a little bit healthier and everything. So, I don't know. And I don't want you guys to think like I'm trying to act like I'm some health nut or health guru. No, because I still have my vices. None of them's like drug or alcohol related. Still smoke weed every once in a while. I let it eat on the weekends. Like I don't go overboard, but I do. Like I eat whatever I want to. I do. Oh, you know what? Bubba lost everything. When I have edibles, my ass smells good. I'm glad you brought that up because I've been meaning to talk about this. I've been noticing, and maybe I didn't notice it when my dad was still alive, but I've been noticing things that I do, and it smells and sounds. When I clear my throat and I cough, I think I sound just like my dad did. Because my dad, he had a very distinctive cough. He chewed tobacco all the time. He would clear his throat. It had a very distinctive sound to it. Now, also, my dad's poops, because we only had one bathroom most of my life. Sometimes you'd have to follow my dad after, because my dad had priorities in the bathroom. I've told this story on other shows. I don't think I've ever told this on the Tuttle Daily podcast. We only had one bathroom growing up in DeLeon Springs. My dad had to shit. He had first priority. And if me and my mom had to go at the same time as my dad, because we owned 20 acres, we had a pooping hole outside. God, I sound like such a heathen, redneck, white trash piece of crap. Me and my mom's pooped in the same hole at the same time. I mean, we had a little partition there. Like, I made, like, a little partition and a little place we could sit. But we had a hole dug. We had lime out there. Had dirt. It was a pretty big hole. If my dad was taking a dump, we had to go outside. We had to go outside. Take a crap in the poop hole. But I've been noticing as of late, my poops have been smelling like what my dad's was. Do you think poop smells later on in life? It's kind of hereditary that you're destined for your poops to smell just like your mom or your dad's. Because my mom can clear it out every once in a while. My dad, whew. Man, oh, man. Tear it up. And we're talking about a iron worker that had to take dumps and portalets all the time. I'll move off of the poop talk and stuff. My dad, when he was a foreman and stuff, overseeing a bunch of foremen, he would tell them, hey, if the general contractor is not going to get the portalets all cleaned out or sucked out, sprayed down, they get overfilled, too nasty. I don't know if you guys know what a croaker sack is. A lot of bolts and stuff would come in croaker sacks. He would tell them, just go light a croaker sack. Throw it down in the toilet. By the time you're up on top of the job, the portalet's already on fire. I bet they'll start cleaning them. There was also a bad case of crabs that went around one job site. Ugh. Anyways, I want to talk about this story. What up, Frank in Tampa? Frank in Tampa checking in says, yo, Bob D, I follow Howard Stern theory. One Metamucil wafer a day. I hardly have to wipe. Come out like a gentle Tootsie Roll. Oh, there's nothing better than the ghost wipe. You know how many times I've taken a dump and then I was like, oh, yeah, when I wipe, it's going to be a mess. It's going to be a lot of wipes. And then it just comes out clean. Yeah, it has been a while, Frank. You still got the same number, Frank? I need to hit you up. Or, hey, Frank, email me, Tuttle, T-U-D-D-L-E at gmail.com. It would be good to catch up with you. But I saw this story. And a lot of this does not make sense. Does not make sense at all. But this is one of the, like, this is a straight up stereotypical white trash story. It is. A lot of this story doesn't make sense. This happened in Alabama. These family members beat up and ganged up on this one family member. And this, it just does not add up.
He didn't even hit me with a pair of brass knuckles.
Hit me with a, all right, so do I need to translate that? Hit me with a pair of brass knuckles.
He didn't even hit me with a pair of brass knuckles.
Brass knuckles.
Tonight, a Centronelle woman reliving what she calls a brutal and senseless.
If you're drinking at the American Legion, it's a small town. And this story should not shock people that this happened at an, and I'm not saying anything about bad about the people at the American Legion. But they ain't got a lot of bars in this place. Not a lot of things to do in this Alabama city. If a lot of people are hey, you want to go down to the American Legion? Yep, you got your brass knuckles? Let's go. QQ.
Attack.
But listen to this. Police say members of her own family savagely beat her.
Man, oh man.
Lacey Beasley live at the Centronelle Police Department with this story. And Lacey, the woman has some serious injuries.
She does, Lenny.
Yo, why is Lacey? Lacey is hot. What is Lacey doing stuck in Alabama reporting local news about other family members teaming up on another family member in goddamn Alabama at the American Legion? You could do better, girl. You're too damn hot to be in Alabama.
Jason Byron, now I talked to Lola Weaver at her home just a few hours ago, and she says she doesn't know why this happened. And I have to warn you, some of these pictures of her injuries are graphic.
I'm not even mad about it.
Not even mad about it. Look at her. She's got, yeah. She got gigged right across the brow of her nose. Looks like on the left side there.
I just want justice for my behalf on what was done because I didn't do anything.
Okay. Let's be honest. I didn't do anything. I ain't did everything. That's a straight up marker of Alabama. Double negative all day. I ain't did anything. So why did they jump you? There's a lot of stuff that's not adding up into this story. If you're saying, I didn't do anything, even though three members of my family jumped me.
Lola Weaver, suffering from a broken nose.
Damn. Man, was her nose always that big? Or is that from swelling?
Fractured sinus cavity, 3 stitches in her face, and scratches across her body. She says she was at a bar last weekend with her
say the American Legion
sister-in-law and nieces when a fight broke.
All right, so sister-in-law and nieces. So this could have been the other side of the family. I mean, from the way it sounds, this is not blood. This is not kin blood. This is not blood relatives that beat up on it. This is a sister-in-law.
Broke out.
My sister-in-law's daughter just jumped.
I mean, she sounds almost Creole, kind of Louisiana. She got a little bit of that drawl, that French accent.
Up and went to hitting me for pure nothing. And I didn't know what to think. I didn't.
Yeah, there's some French influence in that accent.
Didn't even know, not really, that it was her that hit me.
She says she left the bar, but that didn't end the confrontation.
I'm coming home, and they blocked the road on me up here in the road.
Seriously, ma'am. This is why people up north seriously look down on us in the south. Because of stories like this, they blocked the road on me. I don't know why they hit me. I don't know why they would do anything like this. I was just trying to go home after drinking at the American Legion. Frankin' Tampa says I'd hit it. I mean, that's an Alabama 7.
Not with the vehicle, just them standing all across. Right.
Am I the only one? Can I get a little bit of a poll in the chat room? Is calling a car or a truck a vehicle? Because I've done it. I've called a car or a truck. Hey, I'm going out to the vehicle. Is the word vehicle a Southern thing? I'm just curious. Hey, you left your lights on your vehicle.
Let's throw three of them.
Lola says that's when things escalated, saying her niece, Carissa Bird, continued the assault.
Can I see what Carissa looked like?
She reached in and hit me with a pair of brass knuckles.
Brass knuckles. She hit me with a pair of brass knuckles. Who carries around brass knuckles now? Like, I remember in high school, if you were a badass, they were like, oh, you don't want to mess with Johnny. Johnny Brass Knuckles, he's a bad son of a bitch. He's got brass... No, you don't want to mess with Johnny Brass Knuckles.
And then after I went over in the seat, well, they come through the window and unlock my door and go start...
Somebody got a tractor running in the background. This, like I said, this story could not be any more stereotypical.
Trying to drag me out.
Now, Carissa, Ashley...
Carissa, nah. But, I mean, for Alabama, Carissa Bird, Ashley Bird, Tammy Bird. Ashley Bird looks like she might be a little mixed. So I'm surprised Carissa and Tammy... Well, even Carissa looks a little mixed. I mean, I don't have any problem with it, but come on. Ashley Bird is definitely somebody's been dipping into chocolate. You know, they have. And good for them. Come on, man. I have no problem with that. I love black women. Love them. Racial harmony, but I don't know. For Alabama, maybe old girl that got attacked said something racist about Ashley Bird.
Ashley and Tammy Bird all facing assault charges.
And now it's very white trash if you spell Tammy, T-A-M-I.
Citronelle Police Chief Chris McLean says the situation should have been handled differently.
Very poor decision making that night by some family members.
Lola says she's baffled, confused.
Man, why is that reporter like in Alabama, man?
Confused at how her once close family.
Wait, hold on. Do you read her shirt? My God, this story, I did not recognize this the first time. Her shirt reads, it's a honey hole thing. Not thing, thing. The woman that was attacked, she's wearing a shirt on the news, and it says, it's a honey hole thing.
It's now in ruin.
They visit me here. I visit them up there.
God damn it.
Ain't, they've never said a harm word to me. I've never said one to them. It just happened. Don't know why they did it. Don't know why they wanted to do it. I don't know nothing.
I mean, that's like the fourth double negative in that. And I'm not trying to be a grammar snob or anything like that. I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything at all. Nope, nothing.
Now, Chief McLean also tells me
Jesus, you're too hot for Alabama.
Doesn't know why this attack happened. Reporting live in Citronelle, Lacey Beasley.
Lacey Beasley.
Fox 10 News.
Man, that's even a porn name. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to get into my last story. you know, it's kind of related, very Southern thing. I don't know if this one, this woman's just old. This elderly woman had her Colonel Sanders stolen off of her front porch. I want to make fun of this, but I think having a Colonel Sanders on your front porch by your door is pretty badass. I mean, I prefer Popeyes over KFC, but KFC is still pretty good. I mean, their mashed potato bowls back in the day, I don't even know if they still do the mashed potato bowls at KFC. But I got to tell you, when I was over in Tampa and I was living at Clem Racing Incorporated, me and Gilkey Gallardo used to go to, and I didn't even know this was a thing, but if you're ever in the St. Pete Clearwater area, Google the KFC buffet. There is a KFC buffet. You pay for it, and you get all the fried chicken, everything that's on their menu. It's a buffet. You can go in there, and you can just, you can make your own mashed potato bowls, everything. It is awesome. Do yourself a favor. I mean, there might be a KFC buffet near you, and it does exist. I did not know that it did exist until I went to the first one, but the KFC buffet, holy crap. Amazing.
The Colonel is about 6 feet tall.
Don't you love old people, though? God bless them. They go all out on everything. But you gotta know, like, if you got a Colonel Sanders on display, and this is a pretty lifelike Colonel Sanders. You know, like, it's going to get stolen. You got to put a chain or something around that. Make sure that that bitch isn't going to get stolen, because you just got to know, like, your Colonel Sanders is going to get stolen.
It's got the white hair and the mustache and the little goatee.
Bubba lost everything. Ray's still up 3-0 in the third. Go Ray's.
Colonel, as in Colonel Sanders, used to be a permanent fixture on Gloria Reyes's porch.
His finger.
Oh, no, she didn't. Hold on. I got to back it up.
Be a permanent fixture on Gloria Reyes's porch.
His finger licking good.
The life size.
I bet this old lady. When did Colonel Sanders die? I can't look up stuff. But can anybody tell me when Colonel Sanders died? This chick's in her 90s. Could she have hooked up with Colonel Sanders? Because the way she said, oh, Colonel Sanders, he's finger licking good. I know that's a catchphrase and everything. But what's up with the obsession?
Size replica of the face behind Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurants, always there to greet Gloria and her neighbors.
He always has a smile on his face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Is this the old lady with a picture of Colonel Sanders? This old broad did hook up with Colonel Sanders. I'm telling you, she had to have. How pimp is it if Colonel Sanders was just slaying the ass of just random chicks? You know how they talked about A-Rod? I know the Rays are playing the Yankees tonight. Or no, it was Derek Jeter. You know how the stories used to go around about if you're a lady that hooked up with Derek Jeter, you got a gift basket? I bet Colonel Sanders rolled that way. What if Colonel Sanders just had a warehouse, lifelike statues of himself, and every time he hooked up with an old broad, they got a lifelike statue of him? I mean, that's kind of pimp. if I'm just being honest. And I'm telling, this is the chick with the real Colonel Sanders. Unless this is a guy doing cosplay here, because that's, I don't know. Anybody find out when Colonel Sanders died?
All day, every day, rain or shine, dressed to the nines and with holiday-specific flair.
For St. Patrick's Day.
I wonder if that statue of Colonel Sanders was anatomically correct.
Cinco de Mayo.
Colonel's not celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Valentine's Day. Happy New Year.
The Colonel was someone you could count on.
That's a landmark. That's a piece of history here.
The Colonel in Gloria's life for nearly 40 years.
Wait, they got the Colonel wearing Joker makeup.
Years, keeping watch over her current place for 13, no matter where she's lived, visitors have made it a point to stop by and see him.
The neighbors here, they all have positive thoughts when they see the Colonel, and they take their pictures.
Let me ask you. I'm not trying to make jokes. It's just me asking serious questions. Could some minorities find Colonel Sanders racist? I mean, he kind of, I mean, let's break it down. Wasn't Colonel Sanders a plantation owner? I mean, isn't that kind of what his whole character was about? Not saying that Colonel Sanders ever owned slaves or anything like that. But could people get offended by an older white lady that's got a Colonel Sanders statue out in front of her apartment? I'm trying to get down to the bottom of this. Like, who would want to steal? And I'm sure that Colonel Sanders is probably worth some money. You know, my dad built a lot of McDonald's back in the day. He brought a Ronald McDonald. Oh, yeah. So Frank in Tampa says December 1980. So this old lady could have easily hooked up with the Colonel. I bet the Colonel was given lifelike statues of himself out to chicks he banged.
With him, with their grandchildren.
But all that changed overnight.
But it was so shocking to me this morning when I...
You got to put a chain. You got to put a chain around this Colonel Sanders ankle or somewhat. Or bolt him down to the floor or something like an ATM machine.
Woke up. I always open the door in the mornings. Smell the air, see if it's hot or cold or windy or whatever. I open the door. The Colonel, what? My Colonel's gone.
Shocked, the Colonel was stolen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at the body language of her and the statue of Colonel Sanders. She definitely threw it. She kicked it out wide for the Colonel.
She did the first thing that popped in her mind.
So the first thing I did is call my best neighbor, Bev.
I yelled, I said, what?
Best neighbor Bev couldn't believe it either.
Colonel had a three-way.
If you had a chance to say something to the people who took it, what would your words for them
be? I can't say that on TV. I'm sorry.
As for Gloria, she has one question for those who'd steal the Colonel.
Why are you stealing from senior citizens who have worked
hard. Oh, thieves don't care.
Hard and sacrificed and are now trying to live their best lives in their later years.
And she wants that.
I mean, if the current. No, I'm sorry. It's a crime of convenience. I'm not saying that it's right, but if this thing was so valuable to you, maybe bring it in every night.
And to know what he meant to her and to her apartment community.
I've lost something that brings joy to me and to the people around me and to my family. I'm not angry. I'm hurt.
In Fair Oaks, Melanie Wingo, KCRA 3 News.
All right, guys. I'm going to get out of here. Been a long day for me. Got a lot of stuff to do tomorrow. Make sure you follow me on Twitch, YouTube, subscribe, do whatever. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Just search Tuttle, Tuttle with two D's, T-U-D-D-L-E, at G, or yeah, I'm so tired. I want to get out of here, guys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.